guys, welcome back. It's Sean with Real Bearded News. And I know it's been a while since I said that I was going to do it, and you've been waiting very, very patiently for the next episode to drop. But it's here. It is finally here. Since you clicked on the episode, you know exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about Army of the Dead. Now, Army of the Dead is an awesome, awesome, awesome movie that we were able to watch over on the Netflix. But who was the director of Army of the Dead? And it was none other than our good old pal, Zack Snyder. Holy crap, he made a fantastic movie. And it was a little hard for me to kind of like admit that it was a fantastic movie, just because there was so much crap that was in it. And I went in there and I watched it a few times, and a few more times. I think I watched it like four times just to be able to fully grasp. Like at first glance, at like first watch, you tend to like kind of dismiss it a little bit. Like, okay, cool, it was a good zombie movie. And then you're like, but that's it. And then you go ahead and you watch it again. I watched it again because I like watching movies twice before I go ahead and make a review, unless it's an advanced screening. Which I just came from, and I'll tell you what movie it was. But unless it's an advanced screening, I'd like taking advantage of being able to rewatch something a couple of times before I review it. So like that, I have at least a full understanding of what I just watched. And so at second viewing, now I don't have to pay attention to the dialogue. I don't have to pay attention to story. I can look around and look at little snippets here and there. And at second viewing, holy crap. At third viewing, it was just amazing. Fourth viewing, I was a fan. At fourth viewing, I noticed that, if you guys don't know, I'm a filmmaker, and I have been influenced very heavily by Zack Snyder on how to film action and stuff like that. And I thought that was pretty cool, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, when you're doing things in the moment, you think that you're original and stuff, and like, no one has ever done this before. It turns out people have done it before, and Zack Snyder is one of my influences. And I thought that was really, really fantastic, and I really, really loved it. That being said, after watching Army of the Dead, I had to go film later. And I was like, I'm going to use some of the techniques that I relearned, because I also watched the accompanying documentary of the how-to, the how it was made of Army of the Dead. I keep wanting to say Army of Darkness just because that's the movie that's been out for the longest time, but Army of the Dead is the movie that we're talking about. So Army of the Dead was just something else. So in case you guys don't know, a few years ago, about a decade, Zack Snyder went ahead and directed Dawn of the Dead, which was the remake from George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead, where there's a group of survivors surviving in a mall. And Zack Snyder's zombies were fast as hell. They were the first time that zombies were fast. We were always used to just like slow moving zombies. And obviously after Dawn of the Dead, you get Shaun of the Dead, but another movie Zack Snyder went ahead and directed was 300, and 300 was, I believe, was his initial film that he directed. Now, Army of the Dead is a project he worked on after the Snyder Cut, after Justice League. And Zack Snyder started out as a cinematographer, and so in this movie, he acted as cinematographer and director, which allowed him to take a lot of control about things. So that being said, knowing that Zack Snyder has shot other movies, obviously, aside from Justice League, this movie was kind of blurry. And at first watch, you're like, this really bothers me. It bothers me that I could only see Dave Bautista in the foreground, and then the rest is just blurred. Or it's so soft, the edges of the characters are soft. If you have more than one character, the further back they are, the softer they get. And it was really annoying at first. And then you watch the movie like a few more times and you're like, this is creating a psychological thing. It's isolating the character. It's isolating what they're doing, which means they're important. And you shouldn't be having to watch the other people. And if there is something coming off screen, then it's going to scare the hell out of you. A lot of the technical things that Zack Snyder did for Army of the Dead, when at first watch, as a casual watcher, you may not pick up on them. But as you continue to watch the movie, and you understand film a little bit, you start noticing the very subtle details that there was. That being said, if you guys haven't watched Army of the Dead, there's going to be a couple of spoilers here and there, or a few things that you should look out for. Number one is when they're driving out of Area 51, there's two orbs that jet out towards the truck. So they're coming from Area 51. If you don't know what Area 51 is, then you're not from this planet. But Area 51 is the alleged area where, well, it's not the alleged area of a military base. It's a military base, but it allegedly may or may not hold alien artifacts and alien bodies. There has been a few sightings of aliens in that area for quite some time, and that's why they may or may have not been an alien crash, which they went ahead and like quarantined it and then eventually became Area 51. That's like the shortest version of Area 51 that I could give you. So there's this convoy leaving Area 51. And there might be zombies that are aliens, basically, in this movie. We don't know. We don't know if the American government was testing some alien thing and implemented it or planted it into a human, which became this alpha zombie, or what it may have been. But you see two orbs flying ahead of the convoy when the convoy leaves Area 51. As you go through the movie and you're watching it, then there's possible robot zombies as well, which was weird because at first I thought it was just a mistake. I'm like, oh, they used some type of animatronic and they blew it up and they didn't notice that it was just an animatronic. But we know that it might be something else now. And then there was like the subtle hint of the zombie, the main zombie that we start out with is the Alpha. And then one of our characters is the Omega. And he is the only surviving person, kind of technically, of the fiasco of a mission that occurred. Now that is a very, very interesting fact because you have an Alpha and then you have an Omega. So there might be something that we may see about our Omega in the future. And I hope they do something because that would be so cool. And I rewatched the scene where our Alpha Zeus bites our Omega. Or where it allegedly happened. And I've watched it a few times and I never saw a bite. So that was pretty cool that they implemented that he got bitten. But for X and Y reason, we didn't see it. Another topic that they played with was the concept of being in a time loop, of continuing to go to the same, like doing the same mission over and over again, but just like in different times, right? Like they're just stuck in a time loop, and each time they get closer and closer to their success. This time it was our Omega that made it out. But there was a time where they didn't even make it out of the main hall or the main lobby of the casino. And that could be said by the blueprint that we find just sitting on the casino table. And then there's dead bodies at the safe, but they all have a representation of one of our characters. So maybe we just watch one iteration of a timeline And our sequel might show us another iteration of a timeline. Maybe one that they're successful or they go further than what they did and they're not fooled by what is presented. So that was a pretty cool thing. That being said, it was, aside from, it was the lenses that Zack Snyder was using, the dream lenses. I think they're called Leica dream lenses, which gives you that dream effect and you have like a really, really deep depth of field where the background is just blurred and the edges might be a little soft on people. That initially, like I said, initially, which is annoying, but eventually it gets you and you really, really like it. And the film is shot beautifully. It's lighted tremendously well. There's nothing about that movie that was wrong as far as story. It is a little convoluted, but you are able to figure it out. Like, there isn't something that you're like, oh no, I'm never going to be able to figure this out. No, you will be able to figure out the movie and you will be able to understand it. It's just a matter of deciding to watch it. Like, when I first initially watched it, it was on my phone and I was watching it at work. When I came home and I watched it again, it hit a little different. So it's beautiful to watch. It's very bright and, you know, the dark times are dark. The story pushes forward. Every character has a reason as to why they do what they do. The way the first 2-3 minutes of the movie was shot with kind of like a montage of our heroes and who was initially in the team was very, very lovely. Now, Chris D'Elia was supposed to be in this movie. He was supposed to play the pilot, and he got recasted because of the accusations of rape that he had. And the recast was just, I don't like the person that they used for a recast. It's nothing against Tig Notaro. I just didn't like Tig as Chris's, secondary option. But that being said, Zack Snyder did a fantastic job replacing Chris. Like, there's times that you can tell that it's, you know, a replacement. Like, you can tell. I can tell the green screen. I can tell where things happen. But aside from that, like, they did a very fantastic job matching lighting, matching eye levels, and all that other good jazz. Like, Tig never met any of the other castmates except for Ana de la Reguera. She was the only person that met her just because they had an interaction, a face-to-face interaction in the movie. And it needed to have the same eye line because, obviously, I believe Chris is slightly taller than Tig. And so it was just a very, very interesting thing that they did with replacing Chris D'Elia. And they did a fantastic job. I'll say Zack Snyder did amazing with doing that. The tiger zombie that was in the film was also a fantastic VFX wise. You would never guess. Like, obviously, there's no such thing as a zombie tiger, but if there was, like, if in our realm we had a zombie tiger, you wouldn't have not guessed that that was CGI'd. They did a very good job. They did a fantastic job with a CGI dead horse, like a horse that you would see death riding into town. Like, it was that good. I was just surprised how good it was. And it ended up being a practical and CGI thing. So that's why it worked out very, very well. So I was amazed by the movie. It was really good. That being said, you know, the movie looks great. It is a movie that has like a deeper meaning. It's not just, you know, a surface level zombie movie. It's a heist movie nonetheless, so it has like a heist montage. It's also a zombie movie, so it has a couple of zombie movie tropes. It has a couple of heist tropes. But although I'm saying it's a fantastic movie, the fact that you have to watch it a couple of times to really appreciate it, it's kind of hard for me. So I can't give it a 5 out of 5, but I will give it a 4 out of 5 just because it was masterfully done. This is Zack Snyder in his element doing what he does best. And it was just great. And I cannot wait to watch the sequel and the prequels that this movie is going to have. And I'm really glad that they were able to get it done. I can't wait to watch the animated stuff as well, just because I know that they're going to do even more fantastic things. And I hope Zack Snyder has a couple of say in what is going to happen in this, in the prequel and in the animated and in the sequel. So I can't wait to watch it. Pay attention. If you haven't watched it and I gave away a couple of things, watch it, you know, now that you know some stuff. But I haven't said everything that's happening in the movie just because spoilers. And so go ahead and give it a try. Give it a watch and let me know what you thought about Army of the Dead by Zack Snyder, starring our boy Dave Bautista. I promise you, you will not regret it. So, between the next time that I see you and I tell you what you should be watching, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, rock and roll, and above it all, guys, stay nerdy.